Chapter 2. Putting away therefore all wickedness, and all deceit, and hypocrisy, and envy, and all slander, as newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, coming to him, a living stone, though rejected by people but chosen by God, precious. You also, as living stones, are built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Because it is contained in Scripture, "Look, I am laying in Zion a stone, a chosen precious cornerstone, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For you who believe therefore is the honor, but for those who do not believe, the stone which the builders rejected, has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone to stumble over, and a rock to trip over. For they stumble at the word, being disobedient, to which also they were appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are God's people, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I urge you as foreigners and temporary residents, to abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having good behavior among the nations, so in that of which they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they see, glorify God in the day of visitation. Subject yourselves to every human institution for the Lord's sake, whether to the king, as supreme, or to governors, as sent by him for vengeance on evildoers and for praise to those who do well. For this is the will of God, that by well-doing you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people, as free, and not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but as slaves of God. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be in subjection to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the wicked. For it is commendable if someone endures pain, suffering unjustly, because of conscience toward God. For what glory is it if, when you sin, you patiently endure beating? But if, when you do well, you patiently endure suffering, this is commendable with God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was cursed, did not curse back. When he suffered, did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness. By his wounds you were healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.